The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I would never do that to you, especially on a Finish Strong Friday, Picks Friday, Winners Friday, presented by DraftKings. Those guys are winners. You guys are winners. I love giving out these press passes. Let's tell them what they've won, Bri.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
I want people like, man, I don't know how to say this name. It's G-I-L-L-E-S is the first name. S-T-O-N-G-E is the last name. Gillis? I don't know. But they've been retweeting, replying, commenting on social media, and even emailed me and said they'd like a Dolphins press pass. So congratulations, Gillis. I have no idea how to say your name. I'll just admit that right from the start. I think it's very important in life that you admit what you don't know. The smartest people I know freely admit the things they don't know. I don't know how to pronounce G-I-L-L-E-S or even your last name, S-T-O-N-G-E. Sponsor confirmation email winner, feel pretty good about this one. Scott Nelson. Scott bought a story from myfrontpagestory.com, which I know a bunch of you have now because it's awesome. Today is the last day you can buy it and know for sure that you'll get it for Christmas. Although if you buy it next week, you can just tell somebody, hey, it'll be here next week or whatever. But still, it's kind of cool to give it to them on the holiday. Myfrontpagestory.com. Congratulations, Scott. And then the YouTube shout-out winner, Jason Schmidt. It was a new name. Hadn't seen Jason Schmidt make a comment before at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. It's that easy. So all three of you need to email me now. Ross@RossTucker.com. Let me know what you want. Actually, Gillis, I know you want the Dolphins press pass. Scott Nelson, let me know what you want. Jason Schmidt, let me know who you want the cameo style shout out for. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Before we get into Week 15 picks, let's talk about Thursday Night Football. And Travis Kelce's 34-yard touchdown in overtime wins it for the Chiefs. Kansas City wins its seventh straight, the final 34-28 over the Chargers.
Well, it was an incredible game. Absolutely incredible football game. And it's funny, two things that are kind of unrelated to the game that I want to talk about first. Number one, when it was 28-21 Chargers with 2 minutes left, I distinctly remember thinking the only way I lose my even money bet, which was Chargers +3, is if the Chiefs score a touchdown here, the Chargers don't get a field goal, it goes to overtime, and the Chiefs score another touchdown. That is exactly what happened. This is part of the reason why sports betting is difficult and why we say that at the start of every season and why Steve Fezzik's track record, and quite frankly, even Money Podcast track record is really impressive. The other thing I want to mention, it happened on the first drive. And the Chargers got a great kickoff return, but they ended up getting 0 points after back-to-back drops by Mike Williams. And the second one, he got a little bit banged up. And they went for it on fourth down, which I thought was a good decision. Early in the game, you're at the 2 or 3 yard line, and Donald Parham caught a ball. But then when his head violently hit the ground, he lost possession and appeared to suffer a pretty significant head injury. He had what's called a fencing response, where if you're watching on YouTube, your arms kind of stick out. Sometimes it's just one, sometimes it's both. His were really shaking. It was troubling to watch. And interesting in the sense that it wasn't even a collision that did it to him. It was how violently his head hit the ground, as opposed to a collision. And again, the helmet does not help that. It's, you know, your brain is floating in your head. It's the speed with which his brain was going one way when his head smacked the ground and it went the other way. So he's reportedly in stable condition. That still doesn't sound real good to me. And I've got some major concerns there. I'm hoping we find out more soon. I'm hoping Donald Parham is okay. Ultimately, as far as the football game was concerned, the Chargers got no points there, which was kind of a theme for both teams in terms of not scoring inside the 5 yard line. Happened to the Chargers 3 times, Chiefs once. Chiefs immediately marched on an impressive mix in the run and pass, 95 yard touchdown drive, in which Michael Burton, the fullback, made multiple plays, including scoring the touchdown. Then Anthony Hitchens gets an interception off a tip. And next thing you know, the Chiefs are up 10-0 after Mahomes made a great throw. And I'm thinking, oh, man, Chargers. Guess what? They battled. They came back really primarily on the ground. And then Herbert gets a rushing touchdown. Then another drive. The L.A. Chargers, 8 straight runs before a Herbert touchdown pass. And they're up 14-10. Then late in the first half, Joey Bosa gets a strip sack of Herbert, but another goal line stand for the Chiefs. Chargers come up with nothing. Now, I think there's a lot of value in going for it when you're inside the five. I think that value is a little mitigated if it's the last play of the first half. And so you don't get the field position benefit of, if we don't get this, the opponent is pinned deep. But all the win probability numbers suggested that it was still the right decision to go for it. So I'm fine with it. You have to be willing to live. If you're going to play the averages and play the numbers, you have to be willing to live with the fact that you might not get the benefit of the numbers multiple times in the same game. You might be on the wrong side of those percentages and it might cost you the game, which it very possibly did the LA Chargers. I think I probably would have taken the field goal at the end of the first half. But then even after that, Chiefs get a field goal. Mahomes had a terrible fourth and goal throw. So the Chiefs didn't score inside the five. Then the Chargers, John Kelly, he fumbles at the goal line trying to go over the top. But in that instance, it made sense because they were able to pin the Chiefs deep. And Nwosu got a pick, and that led to a Chargers touchdown anyway. So they're up 21-13. Both Mahomes and Herbert really heated up late, and it was fun. It was fun the last 10 minutes or so. I think it was 14-13 with like 10 minutes to go. And they obviously heated up in a major way. But ultimately, Kelce was unstoppable. I mean, Kelce, Tyreek Hill too, he had a big day as well. But it was really Kelce and Tyreek Hill, but mainly Kelce at the end of regulation, overtime, unstoppable, 191 yards, and Chiefs get an absolutely gigantic win, gut-wrenching loss for the Chargers. Speaking of gut-wrenching, I should be more rational than this, but waiting in line is not my thing. I've said before that lines are for losers. I don't mean that negatively. I just mean they're not for me. I prefer to order something online and get free same-day store pickup like you can get at AutoZone.com. Or my wife sort of prefers not having to even go to a store to pick it up and just getting free next-day delivery at AutoZone.com. So you can even order or anywhere, really. As late as 10 p.m., your package will arrive the next day right on time. They've got over 6,000 stores nationwide to help you at a moment's notice. So you got that going for you too, which is nice. So next time you're starting a job, start up by shopping your way at AutoZone.com with their free same-day pickup and free next-day delivery. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
Well, we got Sunday. We also have Saturday. We'll start with the Raiders and the Browns.
Yeah, I'm driving to Cleveland later today. I mean, they had even more guys go on the COVID list yesterday. Case Keenum, their backup quarterback. Now it looks like Nick Mullins might start. Ronnie Harrison, starting safety. By the way, there was a lot of guys that went on the COVID list yesterday. I'm just going to say them all so I don't forget them when we're doing the games. Miami wide receiver Jaylen Waddle. Packers D-tackle Kenny Clark. Cardinals center Rodney Hudson. Ravens safety Chuck Clark. Bears Allen Robinson, Eddie Jackson. And by the way, I'm just giving you the big names. Bengals Chidobe Awuzie and Riley Reiff. Seattle wide receiver Tyler Lockett. Three more for the Washington football team, including both centers and the safety Cam Curl. Meanwhile, TJ Hockenson's out for the season with an injury. The Lions tight end and the NFL and NFLPA agreed to new COVID protocols, which is essentially the same as last year, with the exception that they have now agreed that if you are vaccinated and asymptomatic, as soon as you get one negative test, you can play. Before, you had to get two negative tests to be able to play. Now it's just one and you can play. So I believe any of the Browns could test negative tomorrow and then be able to play, or any of Washington or anybody. And I know people are calling for them to postpone it, but it's like, okay, if you postpone the Browns game, then don't you have to postpone the Washington game and the Rams game, since they both have over 20 guys too? And then if you postpone those, what about the Bears who don't have Eddie Jackson and Allen Robinson, the Packers without this guy, or the Dolphins without this guy? It really creates a lot of issues. And then if you postpone one and you postpone the others, when do you postpone the others? It's obviously a mess no matter what ends up happening, unfortunately. As for that game, Bri, boy, I just watched the Raiders tape again this morning. They played very poorly against the Chiefs last week. They got to play better than that. I'm going to take the Raiders to win because it looks like it would be Nick Mullins against Derek Carr. But honestly, at this point, who knows, man? I mean, we're recording a little bit later than normal, 8:13 a.m. on Friday. We really don't even know who's playing for the Cleveland Browns. So I would say wait till you see the inactives at, 3 o'clock before the game. But I'm going to take the Raiders to win the game based on the information we have right now. It'd be a miraculous win for the Browns if they won that, and a terrible loss for the Raiders. I don't think they have anybody on the COVID list. I'll say Raiders have struggled to score. I'm going to say 20-16 Raiders.
The other game, Saturday night, the Patriots at the Indianapolis Colts.
Man, I can't wait for this game. Really, really looking forward to it. I'll be listening on my drive home from Cleveland. I don't know, might even stop at a hotel. I don't know if I'm going to drive all 5 hours after the game, but I'm going to try. And game should be absolutely epic. I cannot wait for this game. I like the Colts to win the game. You know, now I know the Patriots, they're both coming off a bye. They both should be ready to go. I just think the Colts desperately need this game. They're playing at home. They're running it well. And I think it's their time to win a big game like this. But I think both teams will do play action pass. Talked about that this week. I'll take the Colts to win a close, awesome game. 24-23, Indy.
On to Sunday now. It's the Cowboys and the Giants.
Well, looks like it'll be Mike Glennon again. I'm taking the Cowboys. The Giants are kind of a lost, sad football team at this point. And the Cowboys are on a mission. I know Dak's not playing great. Here, that would be my tip for this game. I think Dak will play better than he has been. I think Dak comes out and plays well, and they find a way to get him to play well, which is what the Cowboys really need to kind of get back on track. So I'll go Cowboys 27, Giants 13. I think the Cowboys blow them out. Pretty decent survivor pick, Bri, if you happen to still be in a league.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Houston Texans at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, this is interesting because I thought all week until Urban Meyer got fired, I loved the Texans in this game. Now it kind of flipped the other way. I mean, I took them on the Even Money podcast, but now that the Jags fired Urban Meyer and it's a clean slate, I think those guys are going to come out to try to prove a point. Now I like the Jags quite a bit in this game. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I'll take Jacksonville to win the game. And I think it's, boy, I'm going to go, I don't think it's very high scoring still. 20-17, Jacksonville. 20-17, Jacksonville.
Tennessee at Pittsburgh.
Awesome game. Awesome game. Really looking forward to it. You know, both these teams really need it. I just think Pittsburgh kind of needs it better, kind of needs it more. And I just feel like Titans, we talked about this with Joe Dolan on the Fantasy Feast podcast. The Titans are really struggling from an offensive standpoint right now. And I know this isn't the, you know, the Steelers defense of old, but I don't picture the Titans going into Pittsburgh and scoring all kinds of points. I just don't see that happening. So I think it's a lower scoring game. Another game where I kind of like the under on a little bit. And I'll take Pittsburgh. I guess they're, let me just check one more time. I think they're the underdog still. Yeah, they're the underdog. I'll take Pittsburgh to win a close one, 20-17, so that my buddy Bri can let the doggies out.
Ross's underdog of the week.
The New York Jets at the Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins are actually another pretty decent survivor pick. I don't envision them losing this game. You know, it's always a little dicey when it's a team on the road, but I already said that about the Giants on the road. I mean, the Cowboys on the road. How sad is it, by the way, that I'm picking, you know, survivor pick, the two teams playing against the New York teams. I mean, the New York teams are just brutal right now, just absolutely brutal. I will say Miami 24, Jets 14. And what the heck, Bri? Let's lock them up. People,
your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
You can lock up, by the way. Sorry. You can lock up $10,000 on Christmas Day thanks to the Crocs Predator Showdown Series, coming and, dare we say, free to play on DraftKings.com. Draft the best lineup, and a slice of 10 G's could be yours across three different contests. By the way, Crocs are amazing. I really, really, really hope Crocs advertising on the show for a long time because I love them. If you're watching Crocs Nation or people that work for Crocs, I love you. I love your footwear. I'm wearing the slides right now. Sandals are incredible. Love the clogs. We hope your future is full of comfort, possibly full of money. Learn more at DraftKings.com/Crocs. It's a week from today. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You locking up the Eagles at home against the Washington football team?
Ooh. Well, I can see why people would do that, certainly, with all of the COVID issues that are going on right now with Washington. I mean, yeah, I guess I am. The only thing is, Brian, with this new protocol, I'm not exactly sure who's going to end up being able to play. Some of these guys that tested positive Monday, they might test negative Sunday morning and then be able to play. That's my understanding. So, again, it's kind of a mess. I'll take the Eagles to win the game. And, yeah, I guess you can lock them up if you haven't locked them up yet. I mean, they're not going to have enough guys test out of it, I don't think, to be able to beat the Eagles. I mean, they got too many D linemen and O linemen on the COVID list. D linemen especially. I think the Eagles run them over. Ultimately becomes like a 27-17 type of game, 27-20. Lock them up.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Next up, it's the Arizona Cardinals at the Detroit Lions.
Well, I think most people have already used the Cardinals in a survivor pick. But, yeah, I think they'd be good. Now, as Steve Fezzik and I talked about on the Even Money podcast, I really like the really like the Lions with the points here. But straight up, I'm going to take the Cardinals to win the game. I think they probably win it by 10, something like that. I think it's a competitive game. Although I don't like Hockenson being out. That concerns me a little bit. 31-21, Arizona. Doggies, Bri. No, not doggies. Survivor.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Carolina at Buffalo.
So, I like the Bills to win the game. Tough for them after back-to-back really devastating losses to the Patriots and the Bill and the Bucks, the way those games went down. But I don't know. This two-headed monster or three-headed monster, whatever it is at quarterback for the Panthers, I'm not impressed. I don't expect Carolina to win this game. Buffalo takes care of business at home. I'd be surprised if they didn't. Boy, that'd be real bad if they didn't. They need to at least get in the tournament and see what they can do. I'll take the Bills to win that one. 27-20, something like that.
Cincinnati Bengals are at the Denver Broncos.
Right, and I like the way that I've seen Joe Burrow and the Bengals play the last couple weeks, even in losing efforts. I think they're going to win the game. I know Vic Fangio is a defensive savant. I know Fangio's been awesome, but I actually expect them to win the game, them being
Bengals.
The Bengals on the road. I think it's a close game late, more faith in Burrow to come up with a big play than Bridgewater. 24-23 Bengals. We can let the doggies out. Another underdog.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs
out? The Atlanta Falcons are at the San Francisco 49ers.
I like the Niners. They're playing really well right now. So much respect for what Matt Ryan and Arthur Smith have done this year, keeping the Falcons in the mix. But this is about the Jimmys and the Joes. I just think the Falcons don't quite have the firepower. I think they're going to go to San Francisco and win on the road. I think Nick Bosa has a big game. I think the Falcons can hang for a little bit, but ultimately they just don't have the personnel. 27-17 Niners.
Seattle at the LA Rams.
So this becomes interesting. Now, the Seahawks are having their own COVID issues now with Tyler Lockett and Alex Collins. And the thing you always have to ask yourself when a couple guys went on the list yesterday is how many more will go on the list today? You know, how much of a difference does that make? I don't know. So that's something to keep an eye on. Rams have a lot of guys on the COVID list. Doesn't seem like it's as many of their star players. I know Ramsey and Odell Beckham Jr., though. But I don't see a lot of starting O-linemen, starting D-linemen. I still think the Rams win the game. It's not Stafford, but I think it's an awesome game. 27-24, Rams win a shootout.
Green Bay Packers, Baltimore Ravens.
I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to play. No Kenny Clark, by the way, is huge for the Packers because he's a force. He is a really good player. But no Chuck Clark for the Ravens. They don't have anybody in their secondary that was projected to start before the year. That's as they say, NG, no good. So I'll be taking the Packers in this one. I don't think Lamar plays. So I'm not taking Tyler Huntley over Aaron Rodgers. Interesting, the two guys out with COVID, both Clarks. Chuck Clark, Kenny Clark. I don't know if there's any relation there. Maybe they were hanging out together. Maybe they got together. I don't know. But I do know I like the Packers to win the game. The way they've been playing, Rodgers, they got home field advantage on their mind. 27-17, Packers. I actually think they win by double digits.
Sunday Night Football, the Saints and the Buccaneers.
I'm surprised the Bucs are favored by this much. I think they win the game, but I think it's a little bit disrespectful to the Saints and what the Saints bring to the table. I think Taysom Hill and the Saints D can kind of keep them in the game. And they've had Brady's number. Now, that might work against them because Brady might be, you know, hell-bent on making up for all these regular season losses to the Saints. Of course, he beats them in the playoffs when it really matters. But I don't know. I just think it's closer than the experts do. I'll say 28-20. I'll go 28-20. Or maybe even like 27-17, something like that. The Bucs win the game. Speaking of winning, overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure, the MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone.
And finally, Monday Night Football, it's the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears.
It's the Minnesota Vikings. So this line has moved quite a bit on, I guess, the Allen Robinson, Eddie Jackson news, it looks like. Because now that I look at it, it was like 3.5 before. Now it's up to 6. So I don't know if that's just because of those two guys, if they're expecting more spread with the Bears, or the fact that all three Bears coordinators are in the COVID protocol. I don't know. I just know I think the Vikings will win the game because they're just significantly better than the Bears right now. I hope Justin Fields and the Bears can keep it close for a while. I think they might. Vikings never blow out anybody. So 23-20 Minnesota. Shout-outs are in order, Bri. Number one, for each and every one of you, I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. If you can catch me on the radio, that'd be awesome. Please be safe, whatever that means to you. Just be conscious of what you can do to be safe. Shout outs, of course, go to Pizza Boy Brewing, yummy, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. Other than that, have a great weekend, everybody. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.